Scripture reading, Psalm 32, verses 8 through 10. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Devotional. When it comes to exploring our emotions, we might wonder something like this. If I allow myself to feel all my emotions all the time, won't it lead to irrational behavior? Or worse, lead me down wrong roads in my following Jesus? How can I discern God's will and God's leading if my feelings are unreliable? The answers to these questions might surprise you. More than 450 years ago, Ignatius of Loyola, founder of the Jesuits, developed a set of guidelines that respected the important place of our emotions in discerning God's will. He rightly emphasized the foundation of a complete commitment to do God's will, obey Scripture, and seek wise counsel. Yet, in addition, he provided excellent guidelines for sorting out how God speaks to us through our emotions. The issue is not, he argued, to blindly follow our feelings, but to acknowledge them as part of the way God communicates to us. Author Thomas Green explains it well. It is essential to spiritual discernment that we be in touch with our feelings. How many of us, however, are really so in touch? How many can name, claim, tame, and aim the feelings within us, which are the raw material of discernment? Many say it is very difficult to know God, since we do not see him, hear him, or touch him as we do another human being. That is true, of course, but I have become convinced that the greatest obstacle to real discernment and to genuine growth in prayer is not the intangible nature of God, but our own lack of self-knowledge, even our unwillingness to know ourselves as we truly are. Almost all of us wear masks, not only when facing others, but even when looking in the mirror. Taking the time, then, to remove those masks so we can feel deeply does not hinder our discernment, but actually positions us to hear God's voice of love that calls out to us through our emotions. Question to consider. How might God be inviting you to be still today so that you may be more aware of your feelings and better hear his voice? Prayer. Father, even though it's hard for me, I invite you to speak to me through my emotions, to lead and guide me by helping me to be in touch with what I am truly feeling. Give me the grace to name, claim, tame, and aim my feelings, so that I can better discern your will for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.